This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how I can fall into the trap of overanalyzing my standing with God. In one respect, it's like I do something great and my mind tells me I'm in good standing. And then I backslide and I make a mistake in an area and then I've fallen out of good standing. I'm not as much in good standing anymore. And this inner dialogue within me starts. And this is when I want to call myself on the carpet and just release it and embrace the beautiful idea of God's unconditional love and grace for me. And the passage that inspires me most is when Jesus is having a conversation with his disciples and he says to them, "Who do you say I am?" And Peter is the first to respond and he says, "You are the Messiah, Son of the living God." And Jesus responds to Peter by saying, "You are blessed because my Father in heaven revealed that to you. You didn't learn that from any human being." And it inspires me because Peter is the one who backslid, so to speak. He is the one who made some poor choices and decisions in his life. And God still chose him. And so this overanalyzing that sometimes I can do, I just release it. It's no need for that. God still loves me the same. And the words that I will use to inspire me are, "And I am certain that God who began the good work within you will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." Philippians 1:6. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, what great work has God started in you? And trust me, he's still working with you.